the legend who called 3,542 NHL games, Rod Phillips, joins us. RP, how you doing?
I'm doing really good, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Now let's get to the serious things. How was your golf game today?
You know, it wasn't too bad. I think I shot a 91, which doesn't, you know, it's bad for most, for a lot of guys, but for an old man like me, I'll take it.
Hey, that's nothing wrong with that. Did you have any wine at the turn?
No. I've had a little wine since we finished playing, but but that's what I do.
For sure. It's
retirement
nice.
Is good, Jason.
Oh, as it should be. It should be. Now, yeah. I want to get to a few things. People know, you know, great storyteller, can have a lot of fun with you. Is it true that you tried calling in one of the order games once with a bloody nose that was so bad that it was blurring your vision?
Well, actually, it wasn't blurring my vision, but
okay.
I had a couple of, it's a little messy, but I had a blood vein in the nostril, in my nostril that broke during a game.
Ooh.
And, I wasn't able to get it stopped bleeding. And, so eventually I had to, I think Morley Scott was working with me at the time.
Okay.
And, I had to go down into the Oilers dressing room and get, Dr. Boris Boyko to look at it. And, so he saw what was the problem and he plugged it up temporarily. So then I went back up and finished the game. And, I think the next day I had to go in to see Dr. Boyko again. And, he did a little bit of surgery or whatever it was and fixed the problem, and that was it. So it was a little messy, that's all. Morley Scott didn't – he doesn't like the sight of blood, so I thought he was going to faint.
Well, I'll have to ask about that one next time I see him. Oh, that would be good. Hopefully he wasn't like Niles Crane the minute he saw it. He just passed out. That'd be awesome.
Well, he was close to it.
What was, outside of Edmonton, of course, what was your favorite rink to call games in?
That would be a tough one. I really like the old Montreal Forum. We had a great broadcast location there, and you know, it was just such a historic building. That was fabulous. The old Chicago Stadium was a tremendous broadcast location, and you know, they had that steel roof on the old stadium, and I mean, it was just so unbelievably noisy in there. The atmosphere was fantastic. Those two places really stand out as being just great places to work.
Rod Phillips joins us, the legend. Now, Rod, you say retirement's good for you. You're golfing lots. Do you watch a lot of the games still?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, I'm still an Oilers fan. I got an Oilers tattoo stamped on my ass. I'll be a fan for as long as I'm living. I go to all the games when we're in Edmonton and when I'm down south in Arizona in the winter. We have a satellite down there, so my whole schedule in when we're away is built around what time is the Oilers broadcast start.
Now,
sometimes that doesn't work with my wife, but she's kind of learning to live with it.
I guess. Now, throughout your career, of course, we all know about the Stanley Cups. You had a great run calling those games, and you know the Oilers had a lot of other playoff runs. And unfortunately, you had a few years in the mid '90s, and then the final few years where the team was losing. How much harder was it for you, as a guy who admits that, you know, as a diehard Oilers fan, became a member of the team, when you were calling the games, knowing the team wasn't very good?
Well, it wasn't. It became more work then than it was when they were winning. I always prided myself in trying to make the games as interesting as I could, because it is radio, and you know, we were fighting, you know, there was against television broadcasts all just about every night. So I worked hard at trying to make the games as exciting as I could. But we had some teams that it didn't matter how hard I tried to make it exciting. They were bad, and that's all there was to it. So it certainly was a lot more fun when we were winning hockey games, and there's great interest around the city, and I mean there's always going to be interest around the city for the Oilers, but that was a great we rolled through the tough times, and hopefully now we're headed for some good times.
Now, I know, Rod, and you told me, man, you're not a big fan of flying whatsoever. No. And, you know, you and Wayne Gretzky, Sean Brown, another Oiler, you go through the years, guys who didn't like it at all. Brownlee was telling us how you used to kind of have a routine, him and you together, just to keep you focused. Has it gotten any better? Or are you still, like, do you dread even flying to Phoenix?
Oh, yeah. No, we don't fly to Phoenix. I drive to Phoenix. There's nothing about an airplane that I like, and we went to Europe last September, and that was a big step for me because it's a 8-hour flight from Edmonton to London. So I managed to get through that and get home, and I'm still alive. But never liked flying. I shouldn't say never, but. We had a really scary incident the first year I was doing the games, and that was in 1974, and I hated flying ever since then. So it hasn't changed.
So it was just the incident. So you weren't, because I remember Sean Brown telling me he was just scared of flying from the get-go, and he couldn't figure out why. Up until that bad experience, you'd been an okay flyer?
Yeah, I was fine. Yeah, but we had a really scary incident, and. In over Rocky Mountain House and hit some clear air turbulence and fell about 5,000 feet, and then we hit another patch and fell 5,000 feet again, and it was a really tough time. There was a lot of scared people in the airplane then, and after that, I just had a lot of trouble flying, but. As long as they make single malt, you can get through anything.
I was just about to ask you, how many you weren't getting, security wasn't as tight back then. You could probably just carry a flask on, no problem.
Well, yeah, when we started the charter, you didn't have to worry about taking your own booze with you. You just got on the plane, and I'd sit down, and the flight attendant would come by, and I'd just give three fingers or two. mostly three.
Well, yeah, why not? You had to get through the flight safe, and you weren't driving.
Yeah.
So it's no big deal.
No big deal at all.
Rod Phillips joins us. We're up to $2,000 now. Rod was in at $1,950. Pat's in at $2,000 for a chance to golf with the legend, our guest, 2 weeks from today, all in support of Sports Central. So we got exactly 50 minutes left. If you want to bid, you can text at 10-12-60, or you can call Megs at 444-1260. One final one for you, Rod. I'd love to talk to you more, and we'll do it again in the future, but I've always had people ask me, the next time you get Rod on, when you would get fired up over the officials, was there ever a guy that you knew going into the game, you're like, man, I don't like this guy, or was a lot of it just spur of the moment for you based on a bad call?
I think of all the I met an awful lot of the officials. I guess we didn't meet them all, but we'd usually run into officials someplace, and you'd get a chance to talk to them, and they were all great guys. No, it was just if a guy made a bad call on the ice, if I'm bad, I get criticized. If the players are bad, they get criticized. If an official makes a mistake, well, I'm going to criticize them. So I probably went overboard too many times, but it was just depending on how severe the mistake was. But that was something that, there were some things I said that I regret. but there's a lot of them that I don't regret.
And one final one for you, Rod. A good friend of the show, Dave Lumley, had a career year the 1 year, scoring 32 goals. Do you remember when he went on the streak of 12? It's still a record now, probably never going to be broken. Even Gretzky couldn't break it. That's how good of a record it was. When he scored 12 games in a row, how much fun did you have with that streak with Lumley?
Well, I mean, it was great. I mean, Lummer was living the dream. I think Dave would be the first one to tell you that, a lot of that 12-game streak had something to do with Mark Messier and Jari Kurri and Wayne Gretzky and those guys. And I'm not taking anything away from Lummer. He was a hard-nosed guy, His streak was pretty incredible. When he was going through it, he was like, "Can you believe this is actually happening?" I mean, he was as surprised as the rest of the hockey world.
Well, Rod, we look forward to you. Thanks for being a part of the auction today. We're going to raise at least $2,000, maybe a little bit more here in the final 12 minutes for the Sports Central. We'll see you 2 weeks. Sharpen up your golf game.
All right, I'll work on it.